Welcome to the March 30th, 2019 session of TeamSpeak for HPSDR. My name is Dave, KV0S. This week, I've been working at home, but doing mostly JavaScript programming for work, not so much HPSDR, although this week I did get a copy of the CRC version of the firmware and the programmer software. So I plan to check that out and then make some of my additions on simpler interfaces that I have in another prototype piece of code, put them all together and release that. So give me a little bit of time and I'll get that done. Anyway, next on the list, we have Henry, PA0HJA, shown as recording in a way. And then we have Mike, AA8K, shown as recording and Mike muted. And we thank Mike for posting the TeamSpeak sessions to TeamSpeak, tsarchive.openhpsdr.org. Then we have Phil, VK6PH. Go ahead, Phil.
Thanks, Dave. Good morning, good afternoon, evening all. This week, I've been focusing on bringing the documentation for Protocol 2 up to date, ready for the beta release. That's now under in the Tapper registry on GitHub. Quite a few updates needed. I also added the CRC data, as Dave just mentioned, for uploading new firmware, which is a very good idea. Previously, we just used to check against a sequence number, but now actually a CRC check that the data sent from the PC is received correctly. So that will improve ruggedness considerably. Still quite a lot of projects to be working through at the moment, but I'm not actually sure what I'm going to be working on next week. But anyway, documentation's up to date, and hopefully we'll be seeing beta code out for testing for folks very shortly. That's the news from Down Under. Back to you, Dave.
Fine business, Phil. And next on the list, we have Terry, N8AB, shown as recording in a way. Then we have Bill, KD5TFD. Bill, are you there? Well, Bill may still be at work and join us later. Next on the list, we have Bob, VE3GKM, shown as recording in a way. And that brings us to the end of the list, so we're open for general discussion.
Dave, I see looking at the spec for the CRC, I see it sent every packet that's received from the PC, the CRC is checked and sent back. So I thought initially the CRC was just going to be at the end of the entire packet, but good to see it's being sent every time.
Yeah, and the other thing I want to do is make the accommodation that if it is sending CRCs, you listen for them, and if it isn't sending CRCs, it basically accommodates it, then being that it's a older piece of firmware, but still in Protocol 2.
Yeah, very good. Very good idea. So you're working on a new web-based programming, Dave?
Yeah, I was working on it and trying to get Protocol 1 in there, and the problem was I got to the point of discovery and getting ready to do the erasure and the changes, but the protocols from 1 and 2 are significantly different, and collecting the correct data, I can't use a common data structure in between the two, and that makes it more difficult to write the code. In other words, once you've discovered, you basically have two programmers in one box, and that actually complicates the debugging and all the options.
Okay, so you're basically going to have two separate programmers, are you?
Well, right now I'm going to just make sure the programmer 2 works with both types of the protocol that we've already have and then this new protocol. I don't know what to call it. And I was essentially asking, is there, I guess it would be in that one, those two bits, I don't know if there's anything at the beginning before you start doing a program that would be in there that would tell you this is one that does CRC or doesn't do CRC. Do you know?
No, but it does return the version of firmware. So I put in the documentation notes that this would only be included from versions of firmware past a certain date. So I guess you could possibly, and it'll be in the release notes. So when the firmware is released, it'll say that this supports CRC. So it could be a matter of determining, is the firmware version beyond this release, and then you'd know whether it was in or not.
Oh, okay. Well, I can do that. And, you know, because that if I have a firm decision point, then it makes it easier to write the code instead of having to diagnose what's being sent back indirectly. So, but basically all the bits and pieces are there. It's just there are bits and pieces that do work. The problem is getting it all sorted out and making sure the whole thing runs cleanly. And Scott had a few changes, which I think when I put in my beta or my test code that I haven't released yet, he'll be happy with those. It jumps past the interface selection. It goes straight to a list of radios, and then you select the radio by actually clicking on the radio, and then it just goes to starting the program.
Oh, very good. Sounds great, Dave. Okay, look forward to giving it a test shortly.
Yep, it's basically all there. I just have to pull all the pieces together and do some testing.
Great, thank you.
Of course, we all know how we think it's right there, and it might take a little longer.
Oh, no. Got the T-shirt for that one, no doubt.